Hey, Chattanooga, it's Dan Le Batard. This is Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, if you don't like basketball, this is not your time of year. This is a fun, fun time for those who love the hoops. When you think about you've got the regular seasons winding down in the SEC and ACC on the men's side, but you've got a whole lot of conference tournaments starting up this week. That includes the SEC women, that includes the SoCon men, and that includes the SoCon women. And so this week in Asheville will be the first SoCon women's tournament for UTC with Katie Burrows as head coach. And it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Katie Burrows. Katie, how are you today?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for having me. Y'all doing okay?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, you have been to this tournament as a player. You have been to this tournament as an assistant coach. Now you're the head coach. This has to rank as one of your favorite weeks of the year.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely my most favorite time of year, actually. Because, you know, it's just about going and playing at this point. You know, there's not really time for practice. And you can have walkthrough in the hotel lobby, but that's about it, you know, once you get up there. And so it's really just about playing and winning games. You know, we got to start off 0-0 again this week. We got to win 3 in 4 days just like everybody else. So we're dead even with even Mercer right now. And so I'm pretty pumped to get up to Asheville. We leave tomorrow, actually.
All right. Now, news today, right, with Ebony Williams. Is she the SoCon Freshman of the Year?
She is. The coaches voted her Freshman of the Year. And then Lakeland Bolden is second team all-conference. And Arianne Whitaker is actually a part of our first defensive, our all-conference defensive team. We decided to do that this year instead of a third team all-conference. And so congratulations to all three of those girls for being a part of those votes and actually gaining some ground with the conference coaches.
Well, congrats indeed on that. And I know Ebony's not the only freshman you play. What do you talk to those who have never been to this before? Because obviously it is a different kind of beast. What do you tell your freshmen going into Thursday's opener against UNCG?
Well, and it's what I'm telling all the players. You know, just go out there and play the game that you've been playing for so long now. For most of their lives, they've been playing. And just to go and enjoy themselves. And, you know, at this point, it's not a whole lot of new stuff. Especially playing against an opponent we just saw last Thursday. And I just tell them to be loose and go out and enjoy themselves and just be, like I say, loose and not be all tense like they've never done it before. And the good news is that several of these girls have played in championship situations, just not at this level. So hopefully the pressure is not too great for them.
You're listening to Katie Burrows, the first-year UTC women's basketball coach. Her mocks are the third seed in this year's SoCon tournament. After an 8-6 regular season in league play, they will open Thursday afternoon, 5:45 against UNCG. You're listening to Katie here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Katie, before y'all cut the nets down later this week, what's your personal favorite memory of the SoCon tournament going into this week?
You know, it would have to be, obviously it was fun as a player and winning all 4 years, but my favorite memory would have to be two seasons ago. We were down 10 going into the fourth quarter, and we subbed in Queen Alford. And I looked at her right before she went in. He put her in, and I said, "Go get a bucket." And she got several.
Right.
And so
right.
She kind of single-handedly got us back in it. And then Jazz Joyner hit the three from the top of the key, and I knew at that point I was like, "Mercer's in trouble." You know, and we were able to pull that one out. But that was a very special one because it wasn't one that we just coasted through. It actually came from behind and to win that championship. And so that's my most recent memory that I'm really fond of.
Now, Katie, it's been an up and down year, and I know there were things you would rather have gone a little differently, but that is what it is in your first season. If you could have one mulligan, what would it be?
Ooh. Probably last Thursday, because had we won that game, we would be sitting in second right now instead of third. Because I just feel like that was an opportunity for us to have a better time, not only a better seed, but a better time for games and for recovery for the next day. And so, you know, if I could have a bunch more mulligans, I'd take them. But if I just had one, it would probably be last Thursday's game. You know, we just haven't played very well on the road this year, and it was very frustrating, just the simple fact that we just couldn't put the ball in the hole. You know, the defense was there, but the ball just wouldn't go in when we needed it to. And so that one, I'd say that particular moment would be top for me.
Now, when David asked you earlier, you said your message was for these girls to relax and play the game they've played most of their lives. That lesson goes to you too, right? I mean, it is – I'm certain your father, the beloved Coach Galloway, was putting a basketball in your crib when you were very, very young. So has someone passed that message along to now Coach Katie as opposed to not only to her players?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I actually, my parents keep my girls a couple days a week, and I went to pick them up yesterday, and my dad and I just sat there on the couch, and he's always looking for things that he thinks might be helpful for me, and we talked through strategy, and we talked through philosophy and things of that nature, and, you know, he's just like, you know what? He said, you were born to compete, you know, and he's right. You know, this is just something that has always run through me, any type of competitiveness, and it could be anything simple as a game that we just make up at home, you know, or me playing Candyland with my kids. I can't stand it when they beat me, you know. And so just going out and just competing. And I'm not nervous because I know that at the end of the day that we're going to give it everything that we've got. Nerves are not an issue for me. It's just but I do have to maintain my composure because I know I'll get really passionate and very excited in these games because it is – it's crunch time. And so that will probably be my biggest thing is to try to just keep my composure and not let my passionate side really outdo everything else and just kind of to keep my kids calm. I need to stay calm, in other words. So that's going to have to be something that I focus on.
You're listening to Katie Burrows, the first-year UTC basketball coach here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Katie, when you were talking just a couple of minutes ago, I went and looked at what you were talking about with the times, and you're exactly right. I guess you tip 5:45 on Thursday, and if you were fortunate enough to win, you've got to turn around and play 1:15 on Friday. That makes for an interesting kind of prep work there. Did you have to do anything like that in the non-conference? Did you have such a deal where you had to play twice in less than 24 hours?
No. We played a lot of games in the month of November, but nothing so quick as a turnaround as this. Never the next day, that is. It's not even, you know, you don't even come close to the amount of time that you need for your body to recover, and so we'll have to get creative with that. And hopefully, you know, the good thing is on Saturday against Western Carolina, I played a lot of different groups together and got some production from some different groups on the floor that I didn't know that I was going to be able to get. And so that was a positive in knowing that there's some kids that I can trust on the court together now, and I'll be able to maybe – rotate these kids more and save their legs, you know, should we win that game Thursday so that we can be fresh for Friday's game.
And Katie, it's no secret Mercer has gone through the league winning all 14 games. How much better are they than the rest of the league, or are they gettable?
They're gettable, 100%. I don't know if you saw the scores from their last two games, and even from the two times that we played them. They're primed for one. You know, it's very difficult to beat someone twice. It's a heck of a lot more difficult to beat someone three times. Now, they are a very, very veteran team. Four of their five starters are seniors. And so they know how to win, and they've been here before. So they'll be ready to play. But, you know, I feel like they're primed for somebody to get them, and I really hope it's us in the finals.
Katie, and finally, and thank you so much for joining us because we know you've got a busy schedule this week. When you think about your times as a player, an assistant coach, and now, I mean, you've had a 29-game season. Yet, I mean, we hope to be talking to you Monday or Tuesday of next week as the SoCon champion. You've witnessed and experienced all kinds of emotions. How do you kind of handle that now that you are in charge of the team where – one game could pack a whole lot more emotion than the previous 29 you've just played?
Yeah, so it's win or go home at this point. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we're all 0-0 right now. And so you know, we are going to have to put every ounce of energy into this first game because you have to take it each game at a time. Because if you don't win that one, you don't get to move on to the next one. So, yeah, I mean, you have to – hopefully the adrenaline doesn't take over so much that you just become out of control for me as well. But just understanding that we've got to be all in and we've got to be 100% committed to this game first and not looking ahead because we have to take care of business just one day at a time in this tournament. So, yeah, I mean, it is. It's a lot of you know, we've been in a roller coaster season and it's kind of coming down to this. You know, a lot of conferences don't go through this, but we do, and we know that, and we're aware of that. And so I think we're going to be just fine. You know, we've competed in some really, really tough games this year. And I say competed because we were in there for a really long time with those teams. And I think that we're very capable of going out and winning these three games in 4 days.
Finally, what's the most superstitious thing you do before a game?
Well, it's kind of different for home and away. For home, I must see and kiss my children and my husband. on the road, it's just really for me. I pray just for my kids and for their safety and for, you know, all of that. But for myself, in the sense that that I'll make the proper decisions for them.
Well, this is technically neutral site.
I must do for all games.
This is technically a neutral site deal.
Any
neutral site superstitions?
Hey, go pick a random dude and two kids out of the audience and give them a smooch.
Yeah, well, it's funny. They're actually going to be able to travel with me. My husband is in Nashville right now, and so he's going to meet us there. But my kids are actually going to have to ride the bus with me up there. So I like having them with me, though, and I think the girls do, too, because it makes me looser. Having children around just makes the whole atmosphere. It changes everything. Everybody smiles and it brightens the room, you know. And so I think that's going to make for a fun trip. And they'll be a part of it, no doubt.
And real quick, are you going through I-40 or has that been closed? I heard there were some like mudslides with all the rain that area's gotten.
Yeah. So when we came down from Greensboro to Western last week, there was one lane open. Now it will still probably be very crowded, especially because they're, you know, weekdays. So I don't know which way we're actually going to go. I'm going to leave that up to my bus driver.
All right. Well, listen, Katie, congratulations so far. You're the third seed going into it. We hope to be talking to you next week as the one seed, the winner of the whole thing. But listen, best of luck to you and your girls for a very productive and long stay in Asheville.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Katie Burrows, the first-year UTC coach, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. When we come back, we'll introduce the Papa John's poll question. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.